Honey, I'm home. There you are. Ugh, it's so good to see someone I actually like for once today. Well, how was your day? Tell me all about it. Hey, that sigh didn't sound too good. What's wrong? Uh-oh. You had a bad day. I'm so sorry. What happened? It started with you waking up late. Come on, did you forget to set your alarm again, you big bozo? What? And then someone took the last bag of salt and vinegar potato chips at the grocery store? Ugh, I was looking forward to those. Oh. A lady cut in front of you and grabbed them. She's lucky I wasn't there. I would have fought tooth and nail for those things. I don't care if I would have gotten dragged out of the store. They can pry them out of my cold, dead hands. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. That all sounds awful. I wish you told me, earlier. I would have left early to come home right away. I know you hate being alone, most of all. You know, you can ask me for help anytime, right? You didn't want to bother me? Honey, you know you can never do that. Every moment I spend with you, I enjoy. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. That's how much I love you, okay? Now, don't push yourself to endure everything without me. I'm here for you, now and forever. That's what being a couple is all about, isn't it? Good. Now, I'd better not come home to see you like this ever again. Or you're gonna be in big trouble, mister. You got that? Good boy. I love you. Now that I'm up close to you, you do look pretty tired. Poor thing. No, no, no. Clearly you're not fine. Don't try to act tough. You know I can see right through it. Tell you what. How about you go upstairs and lie down for a bit? Maybe take a little power nap or something. I promise you'll feel way better afterward. Don't worry about dinner. I'll make something for us. Leave it to me. I can cook too. Just, you know, with the microwave. But still. Come on. Tell me you don't love the way I heat up a hot pocket. Seriously, I'll be fine. You should stop worrying about me and start focusing on yourself. You kind of look like a zombie right now. I promise I'll come get you if I really need help. But I won't. And you know I got this. There's nothing I can't do if I really try. Or, if I can use Google search. Whatever. Come on. I'll call you back down when it's ready. It'll be done before you know it. Leave it to Chef Lucielle. Hey, baby, wake up. Baby? Hey, hey, sleepyhead. Jeez, you were out like a light, huh? You must have really been tired. Look, you were even drooling on your pillow. Hey, don't be embarrassed. I think that's adorable. Anyways, dinner is ready. What is it you ask? Well, why don't you get your lazy butt out of bed and find out? Oh, come on, it's a surprise. Don't be a grump. I promise you'll love it. You better after all the work I put into it. I almost burnt my fingers off. Come on. It's gonna get cold if you don't get up right now. I know you hate cold food. Ugh. Alright, lazy pants. Alright. I'll let you sleep a little longer. Okay? You're so cute. I love you. I'll save you a plate, okay? You are. No way. You want me to cuddle with you? what about the food? Okay, I'm coming. So demanding. There. I'm here now. Is this better? Well, you... Alright, sweetheart. You want head rubs, huh? Is that why you're putting your face in my chest? Okay. Okay, here you go. Does that feel good? Yeah. I'm glad. Actually, feels pretty nice to cuddle in bed like this. I had a long day too, and... feeling your body so close to mine. All warm and cozy. It's pretty nice, actually. We should cuddle more often, you know. Yeah, I know. We barely have any time. We rarely even see each other at all in the morning. We both have to leave so early. And at night, we come home so tired that all we want to do is sleep. Ugh. Life really is unfair. I honestly just want to snuggle in bed with my cute baby all day long. Is that really too much to ask for? I'm glad you asked me to do this with you. Really, I'm sorry if I haven't been all that lover-like lately. It's just, you know how it is. There are so, so, so many things going on. Then you have to make compromises until pretty soon. You've cut whole parts of your life out. But it's not fair of me to do that to you, because you're more important than anything else in my life. And I mean so, so much more important. And I feel like I don't show you that often enough. I know. I'm busy. We both are. All the time. That's just a part of being in this adult world. But if we're gonna survive, we have to rely on each other. Right? Yeah. I've always thought, that nothing else matters as long as I have you. I swear, we can be homeless or broke or stranded on a desert island for all I care. As long as you're here with me, everything's okay. And that's exactly how I feel about you. I swear, forget about dinner. We can just heat it back up in the microwave. Let's stay like this. Just a little. Jeez, was dinner really that good? I feel like, I'm being spoiled a little bit too much. Your lips taste so fucking good after this shitty day. Okay, wait. Stop. Stop. Yeah, something's wrong. What's wrong is that you haven't taken those pants off and sat your cute little ass on my lap yet. Come on. I can see you squeezing your legs together. In need of some relief, huh? That's it. My goodness, you really are worked up down there. Long days always make you extra horny, don't they? Now come here. Mm.